I had a brother younger than I, and we were the only two children left at home. I was a senior in high school, and it was on April the 5th, I well remember. Farmers got up before day in those days because my daddy thought you had to be in the field at daylight to work. So I came downstairs in a robe and shoes to help my mother cook breakfast. We were cooking country ham, and she had made biscuit. And I suppose we were going to have eggs with it. I was cooking the ham and looked outside the kitchen window. It was still dark. We had a gas, kerosene lamp to see by. And I saw lights flickering on the tree outside. I walked out on the back porch and down the back steps to see what it was without mentioning it to my mother. And the top of the house, the roof was caving in. And I well remember the house. In those days, you had to have clothes for sermon day, for you know, a dress, an outfit, for everything, and it was depression times. And I had bought my clothes already. Everything I had burned except what I had on. Had to borrow a dress to wear to school that day. So I do remember the house well.
Did y'all move somewhere else after?
We rented a house on Railroad Street. What's now Jeff Davis Drive was Railroad Street in those days. And I did go on to school, and I graduated and somehow managed to get out the clothes. But everything we had burned up.
That's just terrible. I sure didn't know that. Where was your house?
It was on highway, and later in 1939, my husband and I built another home on the same site. Built on the same site.
That's unusual. I bet that was country back then,
out there. Well, it was farmland everywhere, you know. It was just, of course, we walked to school and ran home at lunch if we wanted to, if we didn't want to take ham and biscuit. And, of course, in those days, that was nothing, and I'd give anything to have one now. Really good ham.
Yeah. Okay. That is really interesting. I'm going to ask you some questions now. You said you had a fireplace. What do you call that thing that smoke goes up?
The chimney.
And on the floor in front of the fireplace, I think y'all's is built up, but what would you call
the
place?
We have a hearth.
Alright, and do you have anything in your fireplace that you put the wood across when you put it in there?
Dog irons.
Have you ever heard those called anything else, or do you ever call them anything else?
I don't call them anything else. We've had a grate, and the kind that we have, that's all I've heard them called.
You have one of those, like, things above your fireplace that you put little doodads on?
Oh, yes, a mantelpiece.
And do you call that anything besides a mantelpiece? Do you have another name for that?
No, I just call it, I've always called it a mantelpiece.
What would you call a big piece of wood that still has bark on it, maybe, that you put in the fireplace?
A log is what I would call it.